This is Radio Dog Dogs.
Welcome to another episode of Radio Doc Dogs. I'm your host, Jim Z. Thanks for pressing the play button. Oh, yeah. Hey, lots of Doc Dogs events going on this weekend, 8 of them. But before we get into that, I just want to say, just came off that trip out west, went to Vail, Colorado, Hanford, California, and Durango, Colorado with Jennifer, and we had a great time. It's been a few years we've been talking about, gotta get out west. So it was a wonderful time out there. Of course, seeing all the Doc Dogs competitors, making new friends with Doc Dogs competitors, taking pictures, taking video, all the scenery and everything in between, did a little bit of the Route 66 thing and everything. Just had a blast, between everything, the whole trip. It was a great time. Missed a lot of rain at home here, I hear. I hear it did nothing but rain, and we really didn't see any except some in Vail, but on the one day, and that was pretty light, actually. So it was a great time. It was really funny because some of the people out there were like, hey, thanks for coming, you know, and everything. And I'm thinking, no, thank you. I mean, it's great that we're going to be able to hang out with you this weekend, or did hang out with you and had a great time. So really a lot of fun. Such great Doc Dogs competitors. Just reinforces once again, or reminds me that, you know, the great Doc Dogs competitors that I get to talk with and hang out with every weekend are nationwide, and I'm sure they're worldwide. We see all kinds of stuff with Doc Dogs Australia and Doc Dogs Canada, of course. Lots of friends up there, too. Can't forget them. So, you know, it doesn't matter where you go at a Doc Dogs event. It seems like, whether you're in New York or L.A. or Dallas or Minneapolis or Toronto or Vancouver, or Sydney, there's great Doc Dogs people everywhere. So if you're new to Doc Dogs, that's one thing you can definitely keep in mind. And I guarantee you, you're gonna have a great time. You're gonna meet some new friends, make some new friends, and have fun because everyone's just so friendly. But moving on with the episode. Okay, lots of Doc Dogs events going on this weekend. 8 of them. Oh my goodness, another big weekend. Starting off with the Canine Summer Doc Fest 2015. That is brought to you by Ontario Doc Dogs in Bowmanville, Ontario, July 11th and 12th. So, nice event there going on up in Canada. Brought to you by one of Doc Dogs' affiliate clubs. If you're new to Doc Dogs has affiliate clubs all over the world, and Ontario Doc Dogs happens to just be one of them. Also brought to you by Zooks, July 10th, 11th, and 12th. It's Clem's Doc Dogs Days in Spencer, Massachusetts. Another event going on there. Let's see, also Shields Outdoors Expo in Corralville, Iowa, July 10th and 11th. So there's a Doc Dogs event there. Another Doc Dogs event in Ottawa, Ontario, the Wesley Clover Doc Dogs Dash, brought to you by Rideau River Doc Dogs, another one of Doc Dogs affiliate clubs. 2 in Canada this weekend. Another one, Gander Mountain in Lakeville, Minnesota. So that's July 10th, 11th, and 12th. Brought to you by Zooks. It's Doc Dogs at Cherokee in Cherokee, North Carolina. If you were down there for the regionals, or even if you weren't last year, that's a great laid-back location, fun, plenty of space for Dogtown and everything. Just a good time. I know a lot of the Carolina Doc Dogs folks and more are going to be there, so it should be a great time there. Also, the Libertyville Dog Days of Summer in Libertyville, Illinois, brought to you by Blue Buffalo, July 9th, 10th, 11th, and 12th. 4 days there, big event there for you folks in Illinois. And the big one this weekend, if there is a big one, the big one's the one you're at, right? But beyond that, the big one considered when it comes to most General Doc Dogs folks is one of the regional championships. And this weekend we have the Northwest Regional Championships taking place in Roslyn, Washington, July 9th, 10th, 11th, and 12th. One of your roads to worlds. So there'll be folks there vying to make those finals and then finish in the tops of those finals so they can get that invitation to the Doc Dogs World Championships that take place this November in Dubuque, Iowa. That's it for your events going on this weekend. A whole bunch of them again. So, busy. Everyone, I hope you have fun and good luck, of course, and especially at those regionals. Good luck to everyone. All right, in this episode of Radio Doc Dogs, we're going to check on the state of affairs in Doc Dogs with Doc Dogs President and CEO Grant Reeves. Talk with him a little bit about everything. Nothing too specific. It was very casual. Enjoyed the conversation, of course. Just talked about some events and upcoming events and the docs and things going on in Doc Dogs world. So here we go. Here's my conversation with Grant.
This is Radio Doc Dogs.
My guest is Grant Reeves, President and CEO of Doc Dogs, once again here on Radio Doc Dogs. Hi, Grant. How's it going?
Hey, Jim. Long time no chat. Good to talk to you.
Yeah. Happy post-Canadian Day, Canada Day to you and all our Canadian friends, and also 4th of July. Missed that. No episode last week, but that's my fault.
it's been a busy time for everybody, even putting on the Doc Dogs miles, so everybody can appreciate that. When you travel all the way to the West Coast and back for a Doc Dogs event, I think we can give you some leeway.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Got some beautiful pictures out of it from those events. All those events were so fun. You have to get out there to some of those West Coast events more often. I know you do, but the people out there are great, but you know that.
Well, it's hard. I mean, we're running an average right now of 6 to 7 events a weekend. So it would be nice to be at as many events as we possibly can, but we're spending so much time managing the process and keeping the engine fueled and keeping it rolling down the tracks, as I say. It's a really busy time, and, thank goodness for a lot of the efforts that are being made by the clubs and all the officers and directors and all the volunteers that work all these events. Even at the national events, they're all helping out. So, yeah, it's been awesome.
Well, and the Doc Dog staff, too. I mean, 8 events this weekend again, Grant. Holy smokes. I don't know how you guys are keeping up with it.
Historically, we've never had an event on July long weekends or July holidays. And last weekend, we had 3 events. The week before was 7 or 8. And this weekend, we got 8 coming up. It's crazy. And the staff are, listen, all I can say is buy them a beer, give them a pat on the back, and make sure you say thank you, because we don't do it enough. And they are all, each and every one of them are all just working themselves to death through the busy time.
They are. And I got to tell you, I'll put this on public record. The last 3 events, of course, our trip out west, all 3 of them, Durango, Hanford, California, and Vail, Colorado, all wonderfully run events. I can't remember any major issues, maybe a little hiccup here or there, but everything. Just, it's like everybody's on autopilot. They know what's going on. They got it done. And so, yeah, kudos to Doc Dogs. And I hope that everyone's events have been going that way. I haven't heard much going on, so hopefully they are.
Well, we actually do get the emails, and we have a new system in place where the event managers and the drivers and admin people all can basically, do a post-event report, and we're getting a lot of positive feedback. We get the emails from the people saying thank you, to Brian and myself, and I make sure, Brian communicates that forward to the staff themselves, and they do appreciate the compliments. I will say that. It'd be nice to see a few more of them on Facebook for them to realize and recognize, because that's where most of the communication seems to be done now, all positive stuff, which is nice. You're always going to have, that little bit of people that have the power of the keyboard and, decide to complain on there rather than give constructive criticism or positive feedback. But for the most part, it's been incredible. And I got to say, we're under this new format right now, the regional championships, and yep. It's a barn burner for the staff. It's really, really stressful on them. It's a lot of effort, extra effort required, but we're giving it a shot, and we're going to finish it out this year and reassess it, but those regional championships have been coming off real strong.
Well, that's where I was going next, and back again, some more kudos to the staff. I mean, it looks like the results and the invites and everything are coming out lightning fast, compared to, years ago, so everything's just going great, but yeah, those regionals. How about that? Looks like last weekend, Tin Wolf Inn, despite the weather, that didn't seem to slow anybody down.
Well, it's kind of funny. I mean, I'll step back a little further. You look at the Ship's Corner event. When we're looking at the pre-entry, and we have pre-entry for a reason. There's awards that have to be ordered. There's backplates for the awards. There's, planning from socials and, parking and camping and permits and that stuff. So pre-entry is very, very important, especially on these bigger events. Yeah. And, we had a little bit of a hiccup with the whole Ship's Corners thing. People were waiting last minute to enter, and some of it was, due to titling issues and stuff like that. People were holding out, but the group down there rallied and made it a great event. Weather's been playing a havoc all the way along up and down the East Coast, but to be honest with you, it was a great event. Fast forward, to a couple weeks later, and here we are at Tin Wolf Inn, and I'm going to have to go back and check the data, but it, between the 09 event, which was national championships back in 09 in Ohio, last year's world champions and Tin Wolf, I'm not sure which was the largest event in the history of Doc Dogs from an entry standpoint. I definitely would like to find out which one it is.
Yeah, you need to look into that. I think the Doc Dogs folks would be interested too, just to know if which one it is and which one the next regionals has to beat, right?
Well, you know, we have a little bit of a twist this year, and while they'll be separated out for next year, having the Dueling Dogs introduction at each of the regionals is, you know, basically upping the amp level, so to speak. The energy level is huge, and we've received nothing but incredible positive feedback on the Dueling Dogs. And while a lot of the people that are competing are very new to Dueling Dogs, and most of them will receive invites to the first inaugural Doc Dogs World Championships in Dueling Dogs, what's really unique is people are like questioning, wow, they're seeing all these invites for Worlds. Well, for regular Doc Dogs disciplines, what's really funny is, you know, when you've got 500 plus entries at an event, you know, and you invite, you know, 35 people, 40 people from a world championship regional qualifier, that's a pretty big kudos. Those people deserve that invite. They've competed hard to get that invite. And I can tell you, just knowing what's coming down the pipe in the future with the rest of the regionals and qualifiers, there's going to be one heck of a competition in all divisions at the World Championships this year.
Yeah, it's going to be fun, exciting. I like have it envisioned in my head there in Dubuque, and especially the Dueling Dogs running and how competitive it's going to be and how close it's going to be and how loud the crowd's going to be. I'm really excited about it too.
Radio Doc Dogs will be right back.
Dogs delight in being active, and it's your job to provide them with the nutritious energy sources to fuel that passion. That's why Zoox offers natural treats chock full of wholesome ingredients and antioxidant power. Made right here in the USA, no ordinary dog treats. You can count on Zoox to keep your dog happy, active, and loving life. Zoox Dog Treats. Fuel the love.
That sponsor rocks. Welcome back to the show.
Social program at Worlds this year, because it seems that some of these clubs and facilities are joining forces and getting behind on their social outings and social programs. And I'm sad to say I missed the past one at Tim Wolf, but it was like an old Doc Doggers reunion with new people, you know, bringing their game on. And just looking at what they're doing for the social aspects has been fun. So Worlds is going to be an all around huge event this year.
Yeah, absolutely. They have definitely turned that up as well. It just gets bigger and bigger all the time. And another regionals this weekend, the Northwest in Washington State. That's going to be great.
Yeah, that's going to be a great event. The club out there has found a great venue. We're sending out a Blue Buffalo rig. It's going to be a hybrid deal in that it's not an actual Doc Dog sanctioned facility. It's up in a tourist town, and Puget Sound Doc Dogs is playing host to the regionals there for us, which is awesome. So a little extra work for the staff, but they're going to run the regular Doc Dogs disciplines, and then we'll do Dueling Dogs as an extracurricular for both training, practice, and competition. But that's going to be a huge event up in the Northwest.
Okay, so they're still qualifying for Dueling Dogs then, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, it's a regular Blue Buffalo rig. They'll run the regular Doc Dogs competitions, and then they'll set up for Dueling Dogs, but it'll be done in a different timeline than the other regionals. But there will be Dueling Dogs on that Blue Buffalo rig, absolutely. And they'll be qualifying from the Northwest for Dueling Dogs, so it's going to be pretty exciting.
Okay, good. I get it now, because you just have the one rig there, as opposed to some of these previous ones where the sanctioned facility had one pool and you were bringing out a secondary one for Dueling Dogs. I get it.
That's correct. Yeah, they're going to do it all in one pool out there, one pool and dock, just for this event specifically.
Okay. All right. Great. Well, fantastic. I know that's going to be great out there, and I'm always happy when I see those guys up there get events, because I know a lot of things are spread out pretty far, and sometimes it seems like they go a while, or they have to drive forever to get to the next clearest event, and yeah, closest event. But, you know, as we've said for years and years, in a lot of cases, the event picks Doc Dogs, not vice versa, right?
We wrestle with it all all the time. You know, there's a couple facilities that are already established that we've been working with out there, and a couple of them that, you know, sometimes the facility, sanctioned facilities, don't lend themselves well to public events. So we've got to be careful and cognizant of that. And then you get into permitting and all kinds of different municipality rules and regulations. So, you know, we do what we need to do to get the job done, but this will be a pretty good event. I mean, Puget Sound Club is very well organized, very well run, and they're very enthusiastic. So I'm excited to, you know, see what the outcome will be after this weekend.
Yeah, fantastic. I know it's going to be a good time up there. And I'll bet they'll be having some good parties, too.
Well, you know, the Northwest, it's all about the altitude, right?
Right. Other than that, you know, some of the other events that are coming up in the future, I noticed a lot of the Gander Mountains got posted. I don't know if it's everything. But
yeah, we got Gander Mountains posted. We got Shields event posted. We've got our regular, you know, events that have been, you know, year after year. I mean, the schedule is just out of control in a very positive way. But you know, then we're back into the Northeast regional championships towards the end of the month at Hudson Valley Dock Dogs, and at the Canine Aqua facility there. We're bringing the extra pool in there, and I mean, Hudson Valley Dock Dogs, they're just on fire this year. I mean, they've got events both at the facility and off-site. They're doing working with Seacoast Dock Dogs, Boston up there with the New Boston Club. They're working with Green Mountain. I mean, it's something like 19 events all year long up there between all the clubs and the regionals and nationals.
Yeah, that's crazy. Even this weekend, two events in Canada this weekend. fantastic for those, both club events up there.
Honor being at, and then another one down in Bowmanville. Each club's running an event. They're like 5 hours apart, but they're both already looking at pre-regs. They're great. And what I think it is, Jim, is a lot of people are trying to get titled for regional championships and or upping their game for Worlds.
Yep. And speaking of regionals, again, coming up later at the end of this month here, we have the East Canadian Regional Championships, July 23rd. They get started, and a weekend after that are the Northeast Regional Championships, which, you know, that's going to be huge.
Yeah, it's funny because the event this weekend is at the facility in Canada where the Northeast Regionals for Canada will be. And then, you know, and I think a lot of them are looking at that as a practice opportunity, for lack of a better term. But then I'm interested, you know, that's a huge flyball area in the northeast of Canada. And I'm interested in seeing if they'll have a big push on flyball dogs coming out to try dueling dogs at the regionals as well.
Yeah, that would be interesting to see and find. It's, who knows? Somebody might have that lickety-split dog we never saw coming.
You never know. I'm again, the results, well, dueling dogs going forward will be, you know, its own program and separated from dock dogs. I think that you'll see them join forces, or coordinated efforts anyway, at the World Championships for the next few years. But what's really interesting is we've had some people pushing us for a standalone last chance qualifier, for lack of a better term, for dueling dogs this year. And, you know, we're tossing the idea around maybe in Ohio or something to have that one last dueling dogs last chance qualifier where everybody and anybody can walk on and, you know, give it a go and see if they got what it takes to come to World Championships. But in the meantime, the introduction process at regionals has been working really well. We're really happy with the results.
Yeah, I know everyone's having fun and they're having a blast. You see all the most of the pictures are coming up, you know, even from the regionals of, well, about 50-50. But I mean, considering all the waves, you're talking about, you know, speed retrieve, extreme vertical, and big air are probably equaling the same amount of attention or photos I'm seeing on Facebook of dueling dogs and everything, because everybody's just, they're so into it. You know, it's new, so of course it's going to be exciting like that, but then the excitement aspect that it brings, just the competition itself.
Well, you know what's really funny? People are going to say that, you know, people obviously know that, you know, I have a lot of respect and a lot of love for both Jay and Deb Harris, and I get to hang out with them not enough, to be honest with you. They've been around Dock Dogs as long as I have, or probably longer, but I haven't seen a whole lot of them this year, and I saw a video of Deb and Jay competing in a qualifying round of dueling dogs head-to-head with their dogs. And if you ever get to watch that video, the crowd was behind Deb enormously. And it was on Facebook, but it was all about Jay winning it. And I got to tell you, that video of those two competing, husband and wife, with their own dogs head-to-head, that says it all. I mean, you're going to get husbands and wives, mothers, daughters, you know, fathers, sons, fathers, daughters, sons and mothers. I mean, the potential going forward here for dueling dogs is huge, and that's not to take away anything from Doc Dogs, because I see them being two incredible programs. And you know, again, I'm excited that they're going to meet at the end of each year for the next foreseeable future at World Championships. So it's going to be pretty cool.
Yeah, it is. And you're absolutely right about the potential. It just, again, because of the new aspect it brings, different things that it never brought to Doc Dogs before. I'm already picturing Dogtown, these side bets going on back and forth, you know, whatever. It's whether it's cash or liquid, whatever the payment may be. I could foresee all this going on if it hasn't already, and I'm sure it already has.
Well, I'll say this. The one thing, again, and we never profess to, you know, be the inventors of this. We inherited Doc Dogs by default, and, you know, while the program has, you know, required some tweaking along the way and some improvements, the Rules Committee does a really good job at, you know, growing the program and modifying the program. Yeah, we're the underlying, you know, I'll call it the underlying force in terms of being, you know, the innovation and adding things and keeping it fresh. But Doc Dogs and similar dueling dogs, there's something for everybody. When you put it all under one, you know, umbrella in terms of description, it doesn't matter what level you compete at, how fast, how high, or how far you jump. The fact is that you're outside or inside in the wintertime if you're above the snow belt, but you're having fun, you're being healthy, and you're being active, both as an individual and with your dog. And I can tell you, the community as a whole, it continues to grow. The positive comments that we get back far outweigh any negatives that we've been, you know, realizing a couple of times here and there along the way. But for me, the sheer growth curve, it's so steep right now, and we're so busy. And adding dueling dogs to the program overall is just another opportunity, similar to Doc Dogs, to have some fun jumping your dog off a dock.
Right. And yeah, I'll elaborate a little further on that. You know, the friends you meet, the people, you know, it's funny because every time I go to Dogtown now, it's almost like, where do I set up? It's like, I don't care, because every time I set up somewhere, I meet somebody new. So I just set up where, you know, it's fun to set up with friends and get together, but I'm almost to the same mindset now. It's like, no, I'm just going to set up right here. I don't know who's next to me, but I'm going to find out and make a new friend. And that's the way it's been. It's been great. Such a great social aspect.
It's incredible. And as I said, it all is cumulative at World Championships. And we may have a problem at Worlds this year that we won't have enough room, but we'll just put a bigger tent up outside, and we'll make it more fun. So, you know, the one thing I would say is whether you're competing or not competing this year at Worlds, you're going to want to be there as usual. It's going to be fun, and just talk about it at these events along the way, because the people you meet and, like you said, the camaraderie and the relationships that are developed are incredible.
Radio Doc Dogs will return after this message.
We love the sound of play. That's why when it fades due to joint discomfort, we feel our dog's pain. But for our pups, motion is a must. That's why there's GlycoFlex. Patented, clinically researched ingredients put the power of play back into their lives. GlycoFlex provides the right joint support and a delicious chew for your healthy, happy pup. Good boy.
We are back. Radio Doc Dogs.
People have heard us talk for the past couple of years about, yeah, you're going to want to be at Worlds. You don't want to miss it. I'm sure we sound like a broken record between the two of us and anyone else we're talking to about it. But bottom line is, after the completion of every Worlds, we weren't wrong. It was a great time. There were people that were disappointed they couldn't be there. Some of them, you know, had reasons that they really couldn't, and we're sorry and sad about that. But the bottom line is, it has not disappointed, that's for sure.
Well, we've had a big program the last 2-3 years at Worlds, and I think the social aspect is going to be a little more laid back, a little more relaxed this year. I think you're going to see a lot more people attend, but I will say this, it's growing every year, and I mean, we're already planning 3 and 4 years out right now. That's how big it's gotten, but I will say that, again, you know, Rules Committee, regional reps, the management, the staff, all the volunteers, all the office directors, it's not, you know, it's a big machine right now, and the success is largely due in part by everybody's involvement. And, you know, we don't say thank you enough to everybody, including yourself. I mean, you and Jen traveling the country, videos, pictures, BK working tirelessly in the office, the kid works stupid hours, you know. And I caution people, when you want to pick the phone up and yell and scream at somebody, think about how hard that person's been working. Come at them with a constructive comment rather than a complaining or whining, because for the most part, the officers, the directors, everybody is working way too hard right now, but they're the ones giving up their time so everybody else can enjoy it. And like I said, it's nothing but straight up right now. The growth curve is huge.
Yep, yep. Well, this sounds, you know, you're absolutely right. The staff works so hard. And speaking of working hard, some of your folks there have been working hard getting out this new Dueling Dogs rig that we've talked about in the past couple episodes, but I think it's ready to make its premiere, isn't it?
Well, we're close. I've been out of the office for the last, 10 or 12 days up in Canada on some other business stuff that we have. But, I've left AJ and Thomas. I mean, they're both working events on the weekends and then dropping back into the shop, wrapping up this new Dueling Dogs rig. And it was scheduled to be out west for this weekend. We didn't quite get to where we wanted to be with it, so it will be out by the end of the month doing, I think, 5 or 6 Northwest events in Canada and the U.S. But I will say this. It's primarily a Dueling Dogs rig with the ability to run Duck Dogs events off it. And, Jim, this is state-of-the-art. This thing is so cool. 360 view, plexiglass sides. It is really trick. And, we're gonna debut it out west on a soft launch, but when you see it at Worlds this year, it'll be pretty impressive. And it'll be solely a Dueling Dogs rig from that day on.
Yeah, I haven't seen, I've seen it, the frame of it in the shop and everything like that, and it looks so cool. So those folks out west are going to get to see the whole completed thing before even I do, but so a little jealous of that. But yeah, it looks like it's going to be fantastic. And you guys turn it up every time when you build a new dock series. It's, gets easier to put together, even for the clubs and everything like that, which is very much appreciated. I know people still cringe about the scaffolding dock, and I know it's still around there, but when you got 8 events or more every weekend, you got to use what you got, right? Yeah, absolutely. But thanks again for taking some time out, Grant. I know you've been super busy. It is mid-season craziness right now, but because of your efforts and the efforts of your staff and your wife and the time you guys take, I feel like everybody's having so much fun, and I think everybody appreciates that because they see all that work and everything that you've been talking about coming from the office. And how quickly the responses are going now. I shouldn't say now. That's been going on for a while now. When I say now, I'm talking about, years ago when this growth really started and you guys were trying to figure out how to tackle it. I think you guys have got a good hand on it now. And everybody's just having a great time. So thanks again. Thanks.
We appreciate the acknowledgement. And again, I say this, it's not without its glitches. It's not without its trials and tribulations. And it's not all running as smooth as we'd like, but we're getting there. And, patience is, the ultimate word. If people are patient with us and we get this, constructive feedback and even criticism sometimes, we take it to heart and, we address it. But, again, it's not for lack of effort on anybody's part. And it's not just the Dock Dogs management. It's, the volunteers, people that lend a hand with setups and teardowns to the national event crews. It absolutely 100%. And at the end of the day, the dogs don't know the difference. As long as they're smiling and having fun, we're having fun.
Right, right. That is so true. Well, thanks again, Grant. Appreciate your time, and we will talk with you again soon.
Much appreciated. Thanks, Jim.
This is Radio Dock Dogs.
Okay, another episode of Radio Dock Dogs is in the books. Thanks again to Grant Reeves for taking some busy time out over the phone there just to tell us about what's going on in the world of Dock Dogs. I hope you enjoyed that. You found some information there informative. All those 8 events this weekend, I hope everyone has fun. Of course, jump big, be safe, good luck at the regionals, and I will see you on the dock.
Radio Dock Dogs is produced by Precise Video Productions. Copyright 2015.
Radio Dog Dogs.